come from a family of rations, stubborn as stumps, crabby, but we live. So says Alice Fryman, who can be wild without losing control, tender without ever waxing sentimental, according to poet X.J. Kennedy. I'm reading Fryman's poems today on the Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Ancestry, for Yusuf Kumanyaka. My great-grandfather didn't come from Trinidad. He ran away from Shklov, another Holocaust, halfway between Minsk and Smolensk, then south on the old road. But a rubber stamp on Ellis Island fixed him up. You can't be American with a name like that. Two wives he had. The beauty left in the dirt of Belarus, pulled down by tuberculosis, a blind daughter and 11 children before 40. The second, a widow woman arranged for in America who cooked, dependable as an iron stove, her skin soupy as boiled chicken. So what? She was saint in any language, crowned by asthma, dusting another woman's claw and ball in a shut-in house. A good woman, that's all he'd say, damning with a rusted tongue. What did he give her but stories of a dead wife and the use of a kitchen, another pail to live in, the rut of linoleum between sink and stove? Allowed to shop but not to pay. The butcher, the egg and cheese man, Louis' fish, debts he'd wipe out once a week, man to man with a flourish. He even bought her bloomers for her. I like to think she laughed, watching from the kitchen window, two bearded gabardines haggling over a pushcart, stealing time from their phylacteries, their books, their holy scraps, to rummage in the silky piles, debating elastic or crotch, swaying and mumbling over the soft pink mysteries. I want to think beauty in her stiff black dress laughed with her, hanging on their bedroom wall in her oval frame. Mary's boys. 1. The uncles are dying. Jaime first, now Jack. Jakey, she called him. My father next, then fat Leo, the baby, sucking an ulcer for 64 years since he was 12. She's signalling from under the ground, blowing the whistle she wore around her neck in the home to summon the nurses. Tangled elastic, cottage cheese and peaches fed from a plastic tray. Bent double, inching her walker, 99 years old and still in high heels. The imperial whistle. Mary, Mariasha, queen of all the Russias. Tsarina in a pine box. Her sons always knew where they belonged. Wives had nothing to do with it. Jaime arranged to have himself crated home in a delta's belly. Leo's there already, practicing in his lounge chair 20 minutes away. That's what she wanted, made them want from the beginning, laid out like a Passover plate, a circle of hard-boiled eggs around an old bone. Her jewellery, her necklace of sons, that fiction string enough to hold them. Only my father, the oldest, will be out of it the way he always was, butt of jokes put down in Florida's insubstantial sand, away from the family dirt. The dirt he keeps under his fingernails, refusing to cut them, although Mother harps, handing him the clippers every Saturday morning after his shower, each fingernail a child's bank, a piggy's bank, dirt of the chicken house, his mother, home. In the Chronicles of Paradise, they'll say we were in the business of killing ourselves off. In the riches of tadpoles among the emeralds of fortune, we tapped our feet for the band leader and passed the hat. You don't believe me? The cypress has fallen among its knees. Blonde-eyed birds balk, balk from the branch. It's the finest moment of your life. Wear a tie. On the Poet's Weave, poems today have been by Alice Fryman. I am Jenny Kander.